What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Mission Discipline Podcast. I am your host, Jesse G, and I am so incredibly excited to be here with you today. We will be discussing so much throughout this podcast. And to sum up, the main focus behind this podcast is motivating each and every one of you to seek discomfort, failure, and embrace new challenges each and every day. Mission discipline is all about adding value to your daily lives, and that is what we're going to do. So to tell you a little bit about myself, my name is Jesse, and I am the owner of Mission Discipline LLC. The website for the company is missiondiscipline.com, and it is an online store for your home gym equipment, fitness, and accessories. There is our blog, newsletter, and this podcast that allows you to follow our journey and be a part of our community. The site will be launching within the next couple of months, and I hope we are still on track. But, you know, with the coronavirus and everything, I will keep you posted when launch day comes closer. So please stay tuned. In the future podcasts to come, I will definitely dedicate that time, a little more time, to tell you more about myself and why I chose this path to open an e-commerce online store, and the reasons behind my passions for the home gym lifestyle. I have an interesting story when it comes to my personal journey with fitness and the home gym lifestyle that I started for myself way back when I was 15, working out in my parents' backyard. I know that is a brief summary, but I've listened to so many podcasts, and the first episode usually is about the host or the podcast, but I really wanted to make this first episode about my listeners and how I am going to set a new challenge for you today after this podcast. So I'm really excited to see if any of you try to accept this challenge. Anyways, especially now more than ever, I know we are all facing adversity at the moment. Right now, the entire world is under a lot of tribulations regarding the coronavirus. A few weeks back, I was watching the news and they made this statement saying, "This virus has the potential to disrupt our daily lives." I took that pretty lightly, and now I understand how much that statement is true. So please stay safe out there, stay healthy, make good decisions, and just know that we are all coping with this together. We are not alone. And since we have no control at the moment about what is happening in the world and the coronavirus, things that you can control is your thoughts, actions, and your reactions. How will you react to being stuck at home and everything is starting to close down? Perhaps you are a huge gym goer and now you are working remotely and you have no place to work out. Well, the truth is, your home can be your gym. In fact, if there is a floor beneath your feet, you have a gym. You have a way to do something and take action and get some sort of blood pumping through your veins. You can utilize your chairs in the house and do dips with that. There's so many creative ways to stay active. Just remember, if you have a floor or a ground beneath your feet, you have a place to work out, so there's no excuses. You can do push-ups, sit-ups, planks, squats, lunges, so many calisthenic workouts out there at your fingertips with your body weight alone in the ground beneath your feet. So get going. Anyways, what I'm really excited about is the challenge I have for you all. What I've been doing since the beginning of March and what I decided to do is the daily 100 push-up challenge. Every single day, the goal is to do 100 push-ups. I've been doing it for a few weeks, as I said, and I've already noticed an increase in my chest, biceps, my triceps, my forearms, my lats. I just feel so much stronger and more powerful. So I understand doing 100 push-ups is very challenging for many of you, or maybe it's easy for some of you. But no matter what level of fitness you are in, doing 100 push-ups a day won't hurt you. In fact, if you are terrible at push-ups, this is an opportunity to get better. For me, I've been doing push-ups for a while since I did karate, and I did karate back when I was 12. So push-ups have been a huge part of my life. And I have been doing them for a long time now, but I never did 100 a day until recently I said, you know what, I want to challenge myself and I want to see how I can transform my body and how doing 100 push-ups a day can make my body look. And it's just like a little challenge and see what happens. And I'm not going to stop now. I kind of want to do this forever because it's been so positive for me. So I'm challenging all of you to do 100 push-ups a day. I decided that if I'm going to do 100 push-ups a day, I'm gonna get my heart rate up too. So I wanna make it a little more challenging for myself to get an even better workout. So I must accomplish this in under 10 minutes. I have accomplished doing 100 push-ups under 10 minutes every single time. And the goal for me is to be able to be more efficient in not only the quality of my push-ups, but in quantity and in a set time frame. I am a very big, firm believer that quality is more important than quantity when it comes to any type of workout. So it's better for you to get those forms down and keep your butt flat when you're doing the push-up. If you have to take a pause or a break and do 5 reps at a time with a rest, if it has to take you an hour, if it takes you all day and you're a beginner and you have to do push-ups within the day because doing it all at once is too much, do it. Do whatever it takes to get that 100 push-ups in every day. You know, every small goal you set can lead to so many more accomplished goals later on. And one goal you accomplish today leads to a bigger goal you can accomplish tomorrow. Each of us are gonna be on different levels of fitness, so you have to do what's best for your body and know your body, but don't get discouraged. Just because I may be in a different place than you, maybe you're better and can do 100 push-ups in 5 minutes, that's awesome. But no matter where you are in the fitness journey of yours, don't get discouraged and just do 100 push-ups a day. No matter how long it takes you, even if you have to do 10 here, 10 there, do it throughout the day. I prefer to do it all at once because it's more challenging for me, but if it's not something that you can do and you're a new beginner, just start wherever you are and be proud of that journey and just start doing 10 push-ups every hour, once every hour, and just make sure you get in that 100 push-ups a day, because eventually you can probably do 100 push-ups under 10 minutes, like me, or even better. If any of you decide to take on this challenge, please leave a comment below and tell me about the journey. I really am looking forward to seeing who is deciding to try this, and I really want you to spread that daily 100 push-up challenge. You can follow me on Mission to Discipline on Instagram and tag us and share your journey. Please, I am looking forward to it. Another thing about push-ups. And the funny story is, when I was in middle school, there was this presidential badge that you could win, and there it came in different colors, and it was blue, red, and white, and white was the worst. I don't really remember if red or blue, which one came first, but I never got that red or blue patch, and I remember seeing all these people being better than me at push-ups, and that really made me upset. I was like, I don't want to be somebody who can't do push-ups, because I always did sports. Like, I was the basketball player, the volleyball player, I did karate, and I made it my goal, I made it my mission to discipline myself to be good at push-ups. And since then, push-ups has been a huge part of my life, and it can help you in so many physical ways and help your physique. So just go out there and try this, even if you're a beginner. That's my challenge for you. During this time of difficulty and uncertainty, you can control what you do and how you spend your time. If you have more time and you're working remotely and you have never been able to go to the gym or have time to work out because your schedule's busy, I understand that. Now's the time to try to change your life and grow the habit of making sure you get some kind of workout in. And I know life is hard, but taking care of your body and your health is so important. So don't let that go. Start today. And I just, I just really am excited to see who does pick up this challenge, and please let me know. A little bit about Mission Discipline. On our online store and our mission and values as a company is we have this little slogan. So before I wrap things up today, I want you to know what our slogan is and think about those key words when you're trying this new challenge. And that is to take action, commit, persist through discipline, perseverance, performance, and then some. And then some, because you need to do more than what you challenge yourself. Always keep pushing yourself. I hope each and every one of you decide to take action and work on what we can control, which is our thoughts, actions, and reactions. Stay optimistic and keep a positive mental attitude. And most of all, stay happy, healthy, and safe. Anyways, I will catch you all again on the next podcast, which I am hoping to have them out every twice a week. I'm aiming for Mondays and Wednesdays, but again, I'll keep you posted. Everything is all up in the air right now, so just stay tuned, and until next time, have an awesome day. Catch you later.